Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into something pretty mind-blowing? Today we're going to be talking about quantum empowerment.
Quantum empowerment.
And I know you're probably thinking,
yeah.
Oh no, not another woo-woo self-help thing.
Right,
but
absolutely.
Trust me on this one. We're going beyond the typical, you know, kind of fluffy stuff and really getting into the nitty-gritty of how quantum physics might actually provide some real tools for personal transformation.
I love that.
Tools. So the source material we're diving into today is, it's called Bridging Science and Spirituality.
Yeah. Nice.
A new framework for personal transformation. And let me tell you, this book, it really gets into some wild territory.
I bet.
Where science and spirituality kind of start to blur together.
Yeah.
So get ready to rethink what you thought you knew about the universe and, well, you.
Us.
Yeah.
Our place in it all.
Okay.
I think it's fascinating how often we think of science and spirituality as separate things.
Right.
Even opposing forces. But what if they're really two sides of the same coin?
Mm-mm.
And quantum physics, which studies the universe at its smallest level.
Right.
It offers some really intriguing clues that support this idea. So we're going to unpack some of those clues today and explore how they can provide this powerful framework for personal growth.
Okay. I am so ready for this.
Yeah.
So the source jumps right into this idea that science and spirituality are connected.
Okay.
Especially when we look at it through the lens of quantum physics.
Absolutely.
So what is it about quantum physics that makes it so unique in bridging this gap?
Yeah. Well, one of the key concepts is this idea of interconnectedness. So in the quantum world, particles can actually be linked even across vast distances through this phenomenon called entanglement. Imagine two coins flipped at the same time.
Okay.
And they always land on opposite sides, no matter how far apart they are. That's entanglement in action.
Wait, so even if those coins were like galaxies apart, they'd still be connected?
Galaxies apart, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They're linked.
That's blowing my mind a little bit.
It's a head scratcher for sure.
How does that even, I mean, how does that connect to spirituality though?
Well, think about the spiritual idea of oneness.
Okay.
The belief that everything in the universe is interconnected.
Right.
Quantum entanglement provides this like scientific parallel, suggesting that separation might be an illusion and that we're all part of a much grander interconnected web.
So it's like science is kind of catching up to what a lot of spiritual traditions have been saying all along.
Yeah, there's definitely this convergence happening.
Wow. And speaking of mind-blowing connections, this idea of interconnectedness kind of seems to lead into another big concept.
Yeah.
The power of intention.
Yeah.
And the source highlights this thing called the observer effect.
The observer effect, yeah.
This idea from quantum physics that just the act of observing something can actually influence reality.
Exactly. It's like our consciousness, our attention.
Yeah.
It isn't just passively watching the world. It might actually be participating in shaping it.
Okay.
A classic example is the behavior of light. Right. You know, light can act like both a wave and a particle.
Yeah.
And it's the very act of observing that seems to determine which state we see.
So our observation kind of forces it to knows.
It's wild, isn't it?
It's wild. That sounds a lot like how meditation or prayer or visualization work, right?
Absolutely.
Or you're directing your focus, your intention towards some desired outcome.
So are these practices essentially tapping into the observer effect at a quantum level?
It's a compelling connection, for sure. I mean, spiritual practices have emphasized focused intention for centuries.
Yeah.
And quantum physics shows us that observation isn't this neutral thing.
Right.
It has an effect. While we need more research, the parallels are definitely thought-provoking. Oh, my gosh. This is really making me rethink everything. So if our observation can influence reality, does that mean we have a say in what actually happens?
It's a big question, right?
Yeah.
And it's one that quantum physics might help us answer. It suggests that reality is more fluid and less predetermined than we often think.
Mm.
Our choices, our focus, even our beliefs might play a role in shaping the reality we experience.
So it's less about wishing for things to happen and more about aligning our energy and actions with those desires.
Yeah, it's about becoming conscious creators.
Conscious creators, I love that.
Yeah.
So where do we even begin?
Well, it all starts with a fundamental shift in perspective, seeing ourselves not just as passive recipients of whatever life throws our way, but as creators.
Yeah.
Active participants in shaping our own reality.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Yeah.
But if we're all creators, how do we actually harness that power? I mean, how do we take these quantum ideas and use them to make real changes?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And that's what we're going to dive into next.
Okay.
Because quantum physics, it's not just theoretical. It gives us this framework of interconnectedness, intention, and infinite possibilities. And we can use those principles as a guide to create the life we want.
Okay.
It all starts with recognizing that our energy, our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, it has a real impact on the world around us.
Our energy has a real impact. I am ready to learn how to harness that. But first, a quick break. We'll be right back with more on quantum empowerment. Okay, so our energy has a real impact. I like that. But how do we actually focus that energy? You know, life is so busy and there's always so much going on.
Yeah.
How do we align that energy with our goals when there's so many distractions?
Yeah, that's a challenge we all face, right? It's about becoming conscious creators,
okay,
not just reacting to whatever's happening around us.
Okay.
The source lays out some practical steps to bridge these quantum concepts with real-world action.
Okay, I like it. Practical steps.
And it starts with mindful awareness, paying attention to where our energy is going.
So noticing how much time I spend scrolling on my phone versus, you know, actually working on that project I keep putting off.
Exactly. Mindfulness is about observing our thoughts and feelings and actions without judgment, just noticing where our attention goes and then asking, is this really where I want my energy to be focused?
Okay, so that makes sense. So if I'm constantly worrying about things I can't control,
right,
that's energy wasted on creating more worry.
Exactly.
But if I notice that pattern and choose to focus on something more positive or empowering,
right,
then I'm redirecting that energy toward a different outcome.
You're totally getting it. And that's where practices like meditation come in. The source really emphasizes meditation as a powerful tool for cultivating this mindful awareness.
Okay, so we're not just talking about sitting in lotus pose and chanting them here.
Not necessarily, no. Although there's nothing wrong with that if it works for you.
Right, of course.
But at its core, meditation is really about quieting the mind.
Becoming a more conscious observer of our inner world.
So it's less about emptying the mind and more about training our attention so we can become more intentional.
Exactly.
Got it. But what about actually taking action in the real world? I mean, how do we move beyond thinking about things and actually start creating tangible change?
Right. That's where visualization comes in. It's a technique for aligning our energy with our goals by creating a clear mental picture of what we want to experience.
It's like a vision board, but in my mind, does that really work?
It's more than just daydreaming.
Okay.
Visualization is about engaging all of your senses. Imagine yourself seeing, hearing, feeling, even smelling and tasting your desired outcome. The more real you can make it in your mind, the stronger the signal you send out to the universe.
Okay, so make it a multi-sensory experience.
Exactly. Amp up those senses.
Okay. I can see how that would make the intention more powerful, but there's still this gap between visualizing something and it actually happening.
Right.
What bridges that gap? Action. Quantum physics highlights the power of intention, but it doesn't mean we can just sit back and expect things to magically fall into place.
Right, right.
We have to take inspired steps towards our goals while holding that clear vision in mind.
So aligning our energy with the outcome we desire.
Exactly. And then taking action from that place of alignment.
It's not just about thinking positive thoughts or visualizing a perfect life.
Yeah.
It's about actually taking those thoughts and visions and translating them into real-world action.
Got it. And there's one more powerful practice the source highlights, and that's gratitude. It might seem unrelated to quantum physics,
right,
but it's actually a key ingredient in shifting our energy and aligning with our desires.
Okay. How does gratitude fit into this whole quantum picture?
Well, gratitude is about appreciating what we already have.
Okay.
Which shifts our focus from lack to abundance.
Okay.
It's like we're sending a message to the universe saying, hey, we're grateful for what we have and we're open to receiving more good things.
So we're creating kind of a positive feedback loop.
Exactly. The more grateful we are, the more abundance we attract.
I love that.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so easy to get caught up in that not enough mentality.
Oh, absolutely. It's a constant battle.
How do we cultivate gratitude when, you know, when things feel tough?
Well, it starts with shifting our perspective. Even in challenging times, there's always something to be grateful for.
Yeah.
It might be the roof over our head or the love of our family.
Yeah.
Or even just the breath in our lungs. The more we focus on those blessings, the more we cultivate a sense of abundance, even amidst difficulties.
It's about training our attention to see the good.
Exactly.
Even when things are hard. That's a powerful reminder. Does the source offer any like real-world examples of how someone has used these principles to create positive change?
It does. It tells the story of someone who is feeling really unfulfilled in their career. Yeah. They felt stuck. They lacked a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
Just going through the motions every day.
I've been there.
And they decided to use these quantum principles to shift their reality.
Okay, I'm definitely curious to hear more about this. How did they start? What was their first step?
They began by simply becoming more mindful of their thoughts.
Okay.
They realized they were stuck in this cycle of negative self-talk.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly focusing on what they didn't like about their job and how unhappy they felt. And that's a classic energy drain right there.
It's so easy to get caught in those negative thought loops. It's like our brains are wired for it sometimes.
Right. And that negativity just keeps us stuck.
But if our thoughts really do influence our reality, like quantum physics suggests, then changing those thoughts is a pretty powerful place to start.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what this person did. They started by intentionally shifting their thoughts to a more positive and empowering inner dialogue. They started focusing on what they did enjoy about their work, even if it was just small things, and they began exploring what kind of career would truly light them up.
So they shifted their focus from what was wrong to what could be right.
Yes, and that's a huge shift. But it's one thing to think about a new career.
Right.
It's another thing to actually make it happen.
Right. So how did they bridge that gap?
They started incorporating the practices we talked about earlier. Meditation and visualization. They use meditation to quiet their mind, get clear on their desires, and connect with their inner wisdom.
Okay.
And they used visualization to create this vivid picture of themselves thriving in a career that felt fulfilling and aligned with their purpose.
Okay, so it sounds like they were really using all of these tools together.
Exactly. They were creating synergy.
So did they just meditate and visualize, or did they take some concrete steps to actually make this dream a reality?
They took action,
okay,
but from a place of alignment. Inspired by their meditation and visualization practices, they started taking small steps towards their goal. They researched different career paths. They reached out to people in their desired field, and they updated their resume. And they approached these actions with a sense of excitement and possibility rather than fear and doubt.
So it wasn't just about blindly taking any action. It was about making sure their actions were aligned with their intentions.
Exactly. It's about taking steps that feel inspired and energized.
Okay, so what were the results? Did this person actually find a more fulfilling career?
It wasn't an overnight transformation.
Right.
But over time, they started to see shifts.
Okay.
Opportunities started to appear that they hadn't noticed before. They met people who offered support and guidance. And most importantly, they felt this renewed sense of hope and purpose.
Wow. Even before they landed their dream job.
Even before. Yeah. It's like just shifting their energy.
Yeah.
Putting it out there.
That's such a powerful example of how these quantum principles can actually create real change in our lives.
Absolutely.
But I'm curious, are there any common misconceptions about manifestation?
Oh, yeah.
That we should be aware of?
Absolutely. It's a term that gets thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
And often misunderstood.
Yeah.
One of the biggest misconceptions is this idea that manifestation is just about thinking positive thoughts and wishing for things to magically appear.
Yeah. Like if I just sit on my couch and visualize winning the lottery hard enough, the money will just show up in my bank account.
Exactly. If only it were that easy. But quantum physics, it highlights the power of intention.
Yeah.
But it doesn't negate the need for action.
Right.
We have to take aligned action towards our goals.
Okay.
While holding a positive and focused mindset.
So it's a co-creation.
It's a partnership. Yeah. We're working with the universe, not just dictating to it.
I like that. What are some other misconceptions that you hear?
Another big one is this idea that if something bad happens,
okay,
it's because you didn't manifest correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Or you weren't positive enough.
I've definitely been there.
It's so easy to fall into that trap, right?
Like if I was just more grateful or had a stronger visualization, this wouldn't have happened.
Right. We tend to personalize things, especially when things go wrong. But it's important to remember that life is full of challenges, unexpected events. Quantum physics doesn't suggest that we have complete control over every aspect of our lives.
Okay.
It's about understanding that we have a role to play in shaping our reality.
Okay.
But it's not about blaming ourselves when things don't go according to plan.
So it's about taking responsibility for our choices and actions, but also acknowledging that we don't control everything.
Absolutely. It's a dance between personal agency and accepting the inherent uncertainty of life.
Mm, makes sense. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into quantum empowerment.
It has.
Any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with?
Knowing what we've explored today about quantum physics and intention, what reality do you choose to create?
That's a powerful question.
I hope so.
And it reminds us that we really do have more power to shape our lives than we often realize. And it all starts with becoming conscious creators, paying attention to our thoughts, beliefs, actions, and aligning them with the reality we want to experience.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey.
It's been a pleasure. Always love exploring these ideas.
And remember, this is just the beginning. Keep exploring. Keep questioning, and keep creating the life you desire. Until next time.